I'm here with David Bailey, who is a senior member, a co-founder, and a senior advisor to InfoOps HQ. What is InfoOps HQ?
Well, I suppose the best way to say what it is, it's a website and a blog and a YouTube channel. It's a multi-platform resource for people who have interest in military law enforcement or even NGO activities when it comes to information operations. And it's quite new, maybe now 6 to 8 weeks old, since myself and Nicole Matish from Australia decided to get together and pull out our resources about what we were doing in the IO world together to make something that would be exceedingly dynamic and would, I suppose the best phrase is, whet the appetite, whet the taste for people who work in the InfoOps domain, but digitally. So we're looking at them exploiting these brand new, to them at any rate, brand new digital tools. You know, most of us know that these have been around since 2007, and the Army, Navy, and Air Forces and Marines around the world are always rather late to the party, so it's better late than never. So we created this website, come blog, come multi-digital platforms, so that people could... What we wanted to do is get them to share, but it's very difficult to get people who are involved in engagement business to engage.
There's a definite need for this.
Well, there is, because, you know, when people go away on missions, whether it's police missions or military missions, and you've been in Afghanistan, I've been in Afghanistan, we're sat here today in Bosnia, which is a previous NATO mission area, it's all about engagement. And I think, you know, the 21st century is the century of non-kinetic warfare. I think what we're seeing now is, you know, with tanks and armor and all and jets and helicopters firing these very, very precision missiles, they're on the way out. And dare I quote James Tafridis, the former SACA, you know, when he says people thought at one time that tanks were useless. I mean, very poignant today. It's the centenary of the commencement of the First World War, a war that was brought to the end by this amazing technology at the time, which was the tank. He also says that who would have ever thought that a battleship of the line, 6,000 men, would be brought down by an aircraft? It happened. And here we are today with digital technology where we can influence an audience, I suppose, do what Sun Tzu said, you know, which is basically if you can win warfare without killing anybody, that's the ultimate. Maybe we're cruising towards the ultimate. And a lot of people don't get it, that we're using digital, and digital can really work. It's a persuasive tool, it's an influence tool, and it's a definite engagement tool.
So what can InfoOps HQ do for its clients then, you know, whoever they might be?
Well, we're offering
what are you offering?
We're offering a bouquet of tools. One, a resource center, once we get people engaging where they can share, because digital is all about social sharing. I like to not to use the phrase social media anymore, but like social sharing. So where they can share, whether they're in the Czech military or if they're in the British military or, you know, back where you come from, back there in Canada, or even south of the equator in Australia. So people are sharing, and sharing experiences is really good. So there's that aspect to it. Opening people's eyes through links to new information, how other people are doing it, what is actually happening in the world. So giving them little insights into places on the World Wide Web, the information superhighway, where they can find out things that are happening in Ukraine, for example, or in Syria that they wouldn't normally find from their rather staid, turgid, and can I say, restrictive updates. I do think in the military that when I've been on missions in particular that I don't get told the whole truth. Mm. If I had been told the whole truth, I could have done something better about it. So that, and back to training. So, for example, you've been observing how we do a social media retreat, and the idea is to get people to come along, expose them to the tools, get them confidence in the tools so they can go away. And it's not really a religious phrase, but then they can evangelize about that or to be a change agent when they go back.
I want to ask you the question. I mean, we're somewhat preaching to the converted here because this is on a blog that where this is being broadcast. So these people are familiar, obviously, with social media. But for those who might be new to the whole social media realm, as I am, let's face it. I mean, I do know some stuff, but I'm catching up in a big hurry here. Where can they actually go in the world and see from a military perspective where social media is being used, where they can see it being played out?
Well, I think that there's a number of things where you can see it being played out. For example, at the moment with Ukraine, the separatists, and whether they are supported by Russia or not, that's not argued that bit at the moment, they're trumping NATO at every point. Another very emotive conflict at the moment is that between Hamas in the Gaza and the Israeli Defense Force. And let's get away from the politics and the rights and wrongs. The Israeli Defense Force at the moment are market leaders. So just those two examples at the moment, people can actually see how it's being used. And when you reflect on your own countries and you have your eyes open and you're very critical, you'll see that where we're going wrong, shouldn't we be doing something about it?
Yeah. Okay, David, thank you very much. InfoOpsHQ.com.
And it's InfoOpsHQ.com. That's InfoOpsHQ, all one word. You can subscribe to the site. And we have lots of other, it's a place we can find about the courses we run. We have a video channel that is growing day by day. And we're now offering training in North America. We do training here in Europe. And very shortly, we're looking to see if we can get training started in Southeast Asia. So we're growing slowly. We're not getting too big for our own boots. But the main thing is, to finish off with, you said we're preaching to the converted. Not quite true. There's a lot of people that are on the internet at the moment. There's a lot of people that will hear this. There's a lot of people that will read our blog, and they still don't get it. So it's like being an American. Wear the shades when the sun is out. Don't wear the shades when it's dark inside. It just simply doesn't work.
Okay then, Dave. Thank you very much. You have a great day, and thanks for listening.